It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies of South Philly, as we are every Friday until football season starts. Big parties and big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should today be the last day of 5:30 Creed is the Twitter question.
Wow.
The responses are interesting. Some people are arguing about it. What do you think the poll is at?
I would imagine yes.
Our good friend Stacy came all the way down to Chickies today.
Just to cast her vote.
To plead.
For it to be the last day.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
She's not a big fan.
No, she's not.
I would say, though, there's still probably a good amount of support out there. So I'm going close to 50. So I'll go, let's go 57 is ready for it, ready to move on from it.
Yep, you're right. It's 59.
How about that?
Yep. Nice.
Now, some people are like, no. Some people are like, finally, in the responses.
Some people are like, it ran its course after the first day.
Yeah, the other guy was like, why would they quit it now? They've been doing it for 700 years, is what the guy said. So
it has felt much longer than just a year.
A year's long. It's the only thing we do every single day. We do the top five every day, but it's different every day.
Imagine having to come up with content for that every day.
Yeah. Oh, I'm crying.
I was just kidding.
All right.
Just a joke.
I get the top five.
All right, you do it.
All right, speak. I don't want to do it. I did it once. Didn't I do it once?
You did the Mount Rush 4.
I did Mount Rush 4. All right, let's do the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
As always, always an eventful time, whether you're on social media or in real life. So what I have for you, the five funniest things that I've seen in the last day. Starting at number five, we've talked often about High Road Hammer. Oh, he's always taking the high road.
Yeah.
Mr. Class.
Yep.
Well, I didn't even want to play it. I just think this is such a, I think it's like a weak thing that he did this morning. A little weird what he did this morning.
Uh-oh, I didn't hear this.
Yeah, I mean, like, what is your guys' take on this piece of audio from Joe DeCamera?
Drago was doing a punching exposition where you could see him punch whatever it was, 3,000 PSI.
I know he was.
Or something.
Seltzer, should I charge up this me and Fritz thing by doing the Clubber Lang thing to Fritz's wife? Hey, woman.
I would not.
You lie in bed and you wish you had a real man.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I would.
Yes.
I don't know how well that one would go.
Probably not doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe.
That is how you get punched in the face.
Oh my God!
Yes, Scoops. Yeah.
Is this guy for real?
Joe.
High Road Hammer.
Joe.
Yeah. High Road.
Some things are off limits.
Yeah.
Wives and kids.
Yes.
Are certainly two of them. Find another place to play.
Can you imagine?
Jack is a lot less reactionary than some people would be, because Rod would have already had to call me if you had said something like that. I'm just saying, you don't do that with people's wives. Some things is part of the station and it's a show.
Yeah.
Don't violate a man's household.
Now, can you imagine Joe does it and Jill goes over to Jack and she goes, why was that pregnant guy saying that to me?
Very thrown off.
Who is the pale pregnant guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, woman.
Who is running groin first.
What?
Hey, what a guy.
Yeah.
He has not taken the high road the way that he said he has.
No. I didn't hear that.
Oh, it's weird. It was just weird.
Yeah.
I get it's like a joke, but it's a little like, relax. Take it down.
Let me tell you. I almost brought the plane down for someone suggesting that my wife dress me.
Oh, really?
Day. Yeah. On the team.
On the team?
Yeah, on the team.
Are you going to reveal who it was?
No. I'm not. I'm just saying, there's some things you play with and there's some things you don't. That almost caused a real issue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. So it was a weird one.
Yeah.
Not to derail the top five.
Good man. You're a good man, Fritz, for not wanting to beat his face in.
Well, I do want to beat his face in, but you can't really do that in tennis. So we'll wait for basketball. Not to derail.
Oh, an elbow?
Not to derail the top five, but Ricky Council has been waived.
Oh, damn. That's one of my guys.
He was
He stinks.
He stinks. Totally stinks.
You know, you see him at first.
You're like, and you're like, you squint.
Super active, you know, he's hustle.
Yeah.
But, man, this thing happened every time Ricky Council got the ball is that what went through his mind was, it's Ricky Council time. And he thought it was always Ricky Council time.
Yeah. I agree.
It's kind of like when Herb calls.
You want a guy like that, you know, he's athletic. You just want him to, like, grind, you know, like, get every rebound. Nah. He wanted to cook.
You're right. He had the it's Ricky time.
Now they usually the Sixers usually go into the season with one roster spot not used. So they had all of them full. So now one is not being used. So I don't think another deal is
what
coming.
What are we going to do with Grimes?
Well, that's accounting for Grimes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're eventually going to sign Grimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fourth funniest thing that I saw in the last day. Is we talked about the pandemic that is sweeping Philadelphia.
Oh, Super Bowlitis?
Super Bowlitis.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that the other issue is that apparently bone spurs are contagious.
Because this is about me?
Because Spike apparently woke up today with a hurt foot. I must have gotten it from Mike.
So.
No, sit next to me, though, yeah.
Dude, when you get old, things hurt and you don't know why they hurt. That is the worst part of getting old. And then I woke up this morning. Get up at 6 every morning because that's when the dogs want to get up. I put my right foot down, and I have a sharp pain in the middle of the ball of my foot going into my toe.
It is the worst feeling, man.
Dude, I went to sleep fine. I didn't bang it. I didn't, like, I walk a lot.
Yeah.
I've been running a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why.
It feels okay now, but I haven't been running a lot.
But just even a little bit, getting 12, back
13,
into it.
Nah. Dude, it was a real... It was a dose of reality this morning.
Yeah.
You're old. You know, you're pushing 50 at this point. Settle down. And I'm like, settle down? I am settled down. I'm the most settled down guy I ever met.
Very settled down.
Yeah. You do walk a lot, though.
I do. And honestly, the week of vacation, I was averaging like 24,000 steps. So maybe I overdid it during vacation.
It's coming back to bite you.
Yeah.
The third funniest thing I saw in the last day is, once again, Jerry Jones. Can't help himself when discussing his star player, Micah Parsons.
Of all the players that I've ever negotiated with, Michael Parsons is as savvy and knowledgeable and understanding of his financial business relative to football as any player I've ever been around.
Michael Parsons.
Dude, just get out from in front of the microphones, man.
Don't, though.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so jealous of our Dallas radio station getting to interview Jerry Jones every week. I would pay my own money to talk to Jerry Jones on the air every week.
Oh, my God.
That guy is a gold mine. Michael Parsons.
Michael Parsons doesn't call his agents.
No.
Buzz.
And he's talking about negotiating with Michael Parsons, not the agents.
No. He's so savvy. Buzz, can you play it again?
Of all the players that I've ever negotiated with, Michael Parsons is as savvy and knowledgeable and understanding of his financial business relative to football as any player I've ever been around.
You know, I wonder if it's hard for the players to get mad at him because he's so ridiculous at this point.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree. They can almost use him. As what was the Major League when they didn't like the owner?
Oh yeah, like
they sort of rally around, you know,
not liking Jerry Jones. Like I would just have to shake my head at that guy. Michael Parsons is one of the five best defensive players or defensive linemen in football.
And you're gonna pay him,
and you don't even know his name.
It's
he's like he's from Philly. We put S's on the end of everybody's name.
Yes.
He took it off.
I'm his own player.
Yes, Michael Parsons.
I wish we could get into the Michael Parsons sweepstakes.
Oh, I would love it.
But we got way too many young players. And
Hell,
Jalen Carter's going to make $40 million next year.
He sure is. The fourth funniest thing that I've seen the last day is LeBron putting out a cease and desist against people putting together him looking pregnant.
Yes. So
as if they're real.
So if you haven't seen this, some people started going on AI and creating images and videos of LeBron James as if he were pregnant. And LeBron James's people sent a cease and desist. Like, Here's the thing, man. If you let people know you're sensitive about this, this ridiculous thing that doesn't mean anything, by the way. It's not like even a real joke. It's just like a thing. Now, I don't know. If I was a rival team of LeBron, I would have hundreds of posters in the arena of him pregnant.
Yeah.
Can you imagine on the big screen?
Him pregnant?
Yeah, especially if you go, yeah, you go into a... an opposing team's arena.
Yeah.
But see, teams have two. Well, it's not like you got to worry about whether LeBron wouldn't choose us in free agency. It's pretty much over
yeah,
after
yeah,
this.
It's a wrap.
By the way, I created one. Brock still does it.
Nice.
The Twitter
you
one.
Created
still
that?
Does, yeah, the Twitter one still does
oh,
it.
Oh, that is awesome.
I said, just create an image of LeBron James as if he were 9 months pregnant.
It's such a funny thing to get so upset about.
It's, yeah.
And now people are going to do it more.
I want a T-shirt with
he
pregnant
actually,
LeBron on it.
He drew more attention to it.
Yes. I would have never known it. I would have laughed at it and said, that's ridiculous, and moved on. Now, to me, LeBron James is always pregnant.
I tell you, it's tough.
Like the camera.
It's tough for you guys, Fritz.
I know.
The LeBron fans.
Our generation's goat.
It gets tougher and tougher to defend it.
It does. Not fun.
I used to be a LeBron guy. I just couldn't do it anymore. I had a turn on him.
I know. I'm getting there. But the number one funniest thing I saw on the last day. I love sports radio callers. I love listening to sports radio callers. An all-timer yesterday.
Oh, this is great.
Yesterday in Pittsburgh.
Bob, you there?
I am really mad. You know why?
Why?
You know, I caught my best friend with my wife years ago, and I thought that was the end of the world. But you know what? You can always get a woman, but you can't change your love for your hometown park, and I can't take it anymore. I'm done with them.
Did you get remarried, Bob?
No.
Thank you, Bob.
The thick Pittsburgh dime.
Pirate. Yep. I didn't even know he said Pirates.
Hometown Pirate. One more time, Buzz. One more time.
Bob, you there?
I am really mad. You know why?
Why?
You know, I caught my best friend with my wife years ago, and I thought that was the end of the world. But you know what? You can always get a woman, but you can't change your love for your hometown park, and I can't take it anymore. I'm done with them.
Did you get remarried, Bob?
No.
Thank you, Bob.
That was on our station,
yeah,
Pittsburgh.
Station. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I think that would do something to me too. If
dude, you dream of callers like that.
Yep.
You dream of callers like that.
What an accent!
Oh yeah.
What an accent!
This hour sponsored by Gaida Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Gaida Door and Window today at 877 GO Gaida. Or visit goguida.com. Our buddy Mark, are you still Mark the Shark, Mark?
That is me.
Yeah.
Now
Mark, Mark is the Savannah Bananas. You do PA for Savannah Bananas?
I am the DJ and PA announcer for the Savannah Bananas. Yes, sir.
Look at this guy.
And the Savannah Bananas are here all weekend, or how many games?
Yeah, we play Saturday tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, and Sunday, 3:30. Both games, to Jack's chagrin, both sold out capacity.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mark, I
That's
love
true.
You very much. I cannot stand the Savannah Bananas. I'm sorry.
It's a fun game.
It's
fun baseball.
It's not fun baseball. It's not baseball.
Yeah, it's the Harlem Globetrotters. Like
Mark, like the sensation that is the Savannah Bananas is pretty amazing.
Oh, it's amazing.
Like it has gone from. So how long have the Bananas been around?
Collegiate team in the Coastal Plain League from 2016 till 2021, and then we started taking the show on the road. And you know, for the last 2 years, it's just been crazy. Last year we did 16 major league parks. This year last year we did 7 major league parks. This year we're doing 16. We did. Clemson's football stadium sold it out, 81,000. Did 7 NFL stadiums, sold them all out, and did 2 nights in Carolina. It's pretty wild what's going on. It's such a lot of fun, though. We're having a blast.
Now, forgive me, because I've only watched highlights of Savannah Bananas. So is it like the Globetrotters in that they play the same sort of team every game? Like, how does that work?
So right now we've got 4 teams in our league. It's the Party Animals, Bananas, Tailgaters, who are in town for their very first like big league park, and then the Firefighters. So the difference, the biggest difference between the Globetrotters and the Bananas is that the Globetrotters, I think they've lost like twice in their history over 100 years. All the dancing that we do, all the like the walk up and skits we do, they're all rehearsed, obviously. But once that game starts, they're trying to win. And the Bananas get their butts kicked every once in a while. The Party Animals, you know. So the game is not fixed the play is not fixed. They are really trying to win, and you can't, you know, you can't really fix that anyway. It's not, that's not, not baseball anyway. Easier, obviously, in basketball, but no, the games are absolutely legit, and they're trying to beat each other's brains in every single night, all while doing cool dances and great trick plays and backflips and all that good stuff. So.
Is this going to be one of those things where a former player that, that people know ends up playing for the Bananas or something? Like, it just feels like the size of it.
Well, Victorino came out last year when you were here, and I think Ryan Howard did as well.
No, but I mean,
Ryan
like,
Howard,
I mean, like, play for the team.
I mean, actually play for the team.
Yeah.
I don't put anything past any, you know, anything happening with what we're doing. Last week in St. Louis, we had, Adam Wainwright come out and pitch, and that was awesome. Crowd went nuts for him. He's a, you know, folk hero, baseball heaven and all, but it was great. They were great. The crowd is really great in St. Louis. But yeah, looking forward to Philly back here for two games this time around, and both sold out. And we're on ESPN tomorrow, and the CW making our debut on Sunday afternoon. So it's really exciting stuff.
Unbelievable. Well, Mark's a grinded in radio, and I'm so happy that you're with the Bananas, man.
Sir.
I mean, that blowing up the way that it does. That, I don't see any reason why it would stop. People love it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a good
what I mean?
Time.
Yeah. Congrats, brother.
We're having a good time. But hey, and I appreciate you guys. It's really good to be back and keep crushing it. You guys sound great.
All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, brother.
Yeah, Mark was on the radio in Delaware, I think, at one point.
Yep.
Dude, why can't you just separate those?
Yeah.
Like,
it's the people that tell me baseball needs to adopt some of these rules. Like, just take it down a notch. They can do their own thing, but like, let's not act like baseball
like,
needs
rules.
It's like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Banana ball.
Well, I tell you, the Globetrotters, weren't they like the first ones that started the 4-point shot?
I thought Rockin' Jock was the first time.
Was it Rockin' Jock?
Yeah, Rockin' Jock MTV.
Like, yeah. You know what? I do remember Rockin' Jock back in the day when they were doing like the 4-point shot.
Yeah, 10-point shot, 25-point shot, that sort of stuff.
I was going to say, I was trying to think whether or not the NBA adopted some of that stuff.
Well.
But they didn't really.
No, but you know what I think it is, though? I would say.
They shoot from 4-point land. It just doesn't. It's not worth 4 points.
It still costs 3 points. Yeah, it still gets you 3 points. I would say, though, the Savannah Bananas, even if regular baseball never did any of that stuff, I think it brings attention to baseball and makes young people like baseball.
Yeah.
Like, one of the biggest problems, I think, is that's what soccer has eaten into. It's into
–
it's eaten into young people's attention and young people playing when they are younger.
Yeah, but I think that's always been soccer. The problem with soccer is that people get burnt out so quickly.
No. But I think this could be good for baseball in that it could get the attention of young people.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume so. It's just the dancing and the...
Yeah, you don't want all of that
going
on.
Come on.
Yeah. You know, you don't respect that.
Play the game.
You're kind of a hater.
He is, kind of.
Yeah, but I like Mark.
Yeah, well, Mark's great.
I love Mark.
And I'm happy for Mark.
I'm glad they're making money. They found a way to make money. I don't like it. But I'm sure I'll take Walker to it and Sutton when they're a little bit older.
Yeah, they'll love it.
Yeah, and then they'll tell me, baseball should be more like this.
Yeah, you'll take them to a Phillies game. They'll want to leave by the fourth inning.
Exactly. They just want to see the fanatic and leave.
They won't understand why this pitcher with the 5.06 ERA, why the Phillies don't have a run off him in the sixth inning.
He's going to be booing Aiden Miller because they didn't trade him in this deadline.
Right.
And I'm going to be saying, you don't get it, kid.
Yeah. He's hitting 246 with 13 home runs. Let me ask you this. Your gut, like we've been talking all day about the Phils and the trade deadline. We want them to go all in and all that sort of stuff. And message to Mr. Middleton. And by the way, Mr. Middleton, if you're listening, this is not stopping today.
No.
Like, I know today.
It's going to ramp up next week.
Yeah, like today was the day where we said we want you to be all in. And we're giving you permission to trade the prospects. And I think we're going to be excited. You know, the thing with baseball is it's hard to know who these guys are. I get it. A lot of people don't follow other baseball teams. But if everybody gets told this is a big player they traded for, people will be excited for it.
Well, think about the deadline in, like, 2009, right? Everyone knew that Halliday was the name. Halliday was the name. Like, people were so, you know, foaming at the mouth for Roy Halliday. It's why the reaction when they got Cliff Lee was like, who?
Right.
Yes. Well, Cliff Lee, like, won the Cy Young the year before.
Do you think they're going to do something? Like, what is your gut? I know we want them to.
Yeah.
I know it feels like it might be trending that way. It's really hard to tell. Do you think they're going to go and do it? Like, this is going to be the trade deadline where they take, like, real swings.
So, less than a week out, I think that the probability of them getting one of the big closers is going down. I don't think they want to pay for one of the big closers. I think they would much rather pay a premium, like a good price for one of the like lesser bit. I don't think they want to invest all the way in, but I also think that they're ready to get a little reckless with some of the prospects. I think they're more ready to go after a bat. Like, I think the bigger play is going to be for a bat.
Why has that changed? Is it the
because
market?
I think the price for closers has gotten insane. Like, and they're controllable, and I think that at some point you're like, do we really want to trade all this for a closer? You know what I mean? So I think they're going to get bullpen help. I do, but I think the main focus is going to be more for a bat, and I think it could be two bats.
Like, I think
it could be a center fielder and a left fielder. Like, I think they're much more. I think they're pretty in on going and getting a real bat.
Well, because the thing about Stephen Kwan is, I love him. I think he's a great player. I think he'd be a great addition. He's left-handed,
uh-huh.
and he's not a power hitter. Yeah,
like
he's not exactly what they want. He makes them better, but he's not exactly what they need.
What do you say with Stephen Kwan? Is he's just a good player? Like he makes your team better, but he's not like the perfect fit.
Yeah,
like Suarez is probably the perfect fit of the most valuable of the guys out there because of the power. But the thing is, it seems like it's going to be a real bidding war for Suarez, whereas 2 weeks ago it wasn't going to be. But he went on a heater. All of a sudden they look up, he's on 36 home runs, and teams are like, we could really use that in the middle of our lineup.
Ike, what does your gut tell you?
That I don't want to say what my gut tells me.
Oh, no. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to, and I want to push to put the pressure on him to do it, but the feeling... I get more of a feeling of being cautious than I do being aggressive and out there searching to make a play for one of these teams. If we were hearing that maybe the Phillies lost out on the kid the Yankees grabbed or what have you, that would let me know that they were in on trying to do something. It almost seems like the Phillies' name is being thrown out there just to create a little bit of a leverage for some of these teams who are looking for more return for some of the guys. Like Jack says, the closer market is just too high right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hitters, we're almost in order to pry one of these guys like a Marte, like in order to pry one of these guys off a team, we're going to have to really step up with an offer.
Yeah.
And I just don't feel like that's what they're in the mood to do. I hate it. I really do, man. I hate it.
The frustrating point for me...
I would even accept Roberts right now.
Sure.
I think the most frustrating part for me... Now, if none of the closers get traded because the price was too high and everybody walks away, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But what will annoy me, somebody's going to trade
somebody's
for the
Somebody's going to make a move, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The price
yeah.
is the price.
Yep.
So, like, I understand the perspective, it's too expensive. But, like, when that's three straight deadlines... What that tells me is you don't know the price of stuff anymore. Like, you know how there's been inflation in our country, and like you can say, I don't think eggs are worth this or milk is worth that. Well, that's what they cost now.
Yep.
So like my frustration is it's not that I think the game has passed Dombrowski by. I'm not, like, I don't know enough to think that. But if every deadline the price is too high, and other teams are making these moves, and if the off seasons, you know, you're going and paying $10 million for a Max Kepler, and the team that let him go is laughing at you, like, I have to start wondering, do you know, like, are you dealing in a game that was 5 or 10 or 15 years ago, or are you dealing in baseball today where if you need a closer, this is what you cost? And, by the way, when you take chances like they did in the offseason with the bullpen, when you don't keep known entities like Hoffman. And by the way, Hoffman's numbers are bad, but like when you look deeper, Hoffman's had a much better year than his ERA says. His ERA is like 4.7, but he's had a better year than that shows. Like, I don't know. I have to wonder if Dombrowski still has his fastball. And at some point, he's going to have to show everyone that he's still got his fastball.
Well, I just remember the story from, I think it was Stark in the offseason, where essentially Dave's like strategy is just call everyone, offer nonsense, and if the team takes it, they take it. But like, it was off the Castellanos. Remember they offered Castellanos and Bohm for mm-hmm. Kyle Tucker?
Yeah.
You know, and that was like, well, of course they're not going to take that. My fear is like he thinks that someone could take that.
Yeah.
And he keeps trying to trick the... Like, I think it was easier to trick GMs back in the day.
By the way, that's Morey, too. And I think Daryl Morey's good at his job. But what Morey used to be able to do was just incessantly call teams and find the dumb GM.
Yeah.
But, like, GMs in all sports are not as dumb as they used to be.
Exactly. And that's my fear, is that he's still playing in a game where he thinks these GMs are as dumb as they are. And I think the game has changed.
215-592-9494. Do you want the Phils to go all in? The answer is yes, you want them to.
Obviously.
The message has to get to John Middleton. Push it past Dombrowski. This is your chance to give Middleton the message. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time almost here. Book your next party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And when it let me say, hold me now. I'm sickly from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet is so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge. It's so far down. I'm so far down.
Yeah! There we go. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jocelyn, who takes care of us at Chickies, who can actually sing. We were saying that this might be the last 5:30 creed.
Yeah.
And we're like, do you want to sing on it? You can really sing. And here you are. You did it. You nailed it.
Great job.
Make us sound worse, though. Now, your vote, do we keep 5:30 Creed or do we move on to a new song? You can have a vote.
I think we should pick a new song.
Another song.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys up for the challenge?
Well, I don't know.
All right.
I mean, we have to talk about it. I mean, it took us a long time.
It's a big decision.
Yeah, it took a long time to get people to know this one. It took probably 4 months for Ike to learn the words to this one. So,
4 weeks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. Well, you started like it was me and Jack for a little while. And then we noticed you were almost there, you know.
It took a while.
Yeah.
But since we do it every day, it helped me out.
Yep. Yes. Well, great job, Jocelyn.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, as always. Yes. As always. If you come and Jocelyn takes care of you, tip her.
That's right.
Tip her very well.
Tip her without.
I mean, whoever
being
takes
extra
care
friendly
of you.
Too.
Yeah. Yes. Like Truck Horn Jerry. Completely out of control. That guy. 215-592-9494.
That was way better.
Yes. Way better than you.
Yeah.
For
not
sure.
Even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Will in Mount Laurel, you're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Hey guys. A few quick things on the trade deadline for the Phils.
Yeah.
You know, talking exactly right to Middleton here. The time is now. I mean, Spike, you keep saying it, but these guys are getting older. You can't waste this version of Wheeler, Sanchez, Bryce. Bryce looks like he's about to be on fire for the rest of the year, too. He's got that look, right?
He does Schwarber, have that look.
You know, I mean, the three-headed monster of Trey, Bryce, and Schwarber. Trey's the worst one, and he's hitting 300. So, you know, the time is now.
What's Lindor hitting?
All right, stop it.
The kid for the Dodgers, who was a catcher. 2 years ago, he was untouchable in trade talks. The Twins just released him. He's hitting his numbers in AAA were like 40 strikeouts and like 50 at bat. You don't know what's going to happen with these prospects. You know, go all in. I don't care if we get fleeced on a trade for Suarez. You know, you need a big bat. You need someone in the bullpen. Do something. And my last point, and then I'll hang up and listen. Well, I'll give you my whiner real quick. But
yeah.
The fans aren't the only ones that will feel deflated if they don't do anything. The players will as well. You know,
like, I agree.
The players are going to be like, oh, what, we're running it back again? You know? Right. I mean, even if they don't admit that, you know that's going to be them.
Yeah. Whining, especially real quick.
And then I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Traffic. What's your whine?
I was working in North Jersey. Traffic. I'm going to the beach right now. Traffic. It is unbearable. Love the show. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Will.
I think that is everybody's biggest complaint.
Every day.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes I head into traffic. I'm like, it's not the worst thing in the world. Like, I can get through this. And then you're sitting
there. As long as it's not standstill traffic.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Even if it's moving slow, as long as we're moving.
Moving.
As long as I can check some texts.
Jack, that's
not
funny.
Not supposed to be doing that.
Do not check pecs.
And damn sure don't be saying it on the air.
You are such an idiot. Ike, what were you going to say about the players being
disappointed? Yeah. So, if I'm a player and I'm trying to win right now, I think most of these guys kind of feel that the major league players, for the most part, aren't getting traded. So, this is more about minor leaguers being traded.
Mostly, yeah.
So, I'm saying the clubhouse is probably in favor of this. You know how some years it could be, we don't want you to trade. Yeah, one of the major guys. It doesn't seem like one of the major guys are getting traded.
Yeah.
From the guys that are up in the major league. So, if I'm a player, he's right. I would feel sort of deflated. Like, hold on, give us a shot.
Well, I think
because they have to, maybe not the everyday guys, not to cut you off, but they have to know they need bullpen help.
They have to know.
They know this.
I mean, think about it this way. So, first off, two things. One, I thought last year they felt deflated, and I think that's why they didn't really come out firing on all cylinders. But like, so Jim Salisbury, who was on the Philly show, I mean, he said that he was walking around the clubhouse the other day talking to players, and like they were bringing up the idea of Eugenio Suarez and like adding a right-handed power bat. I mean, they're plugged in. They're plugged into what's going on.
Of course. And he, you know, who just called us? Matt? Was that his name? Like, the whole idea of and I understand what he meant when he said, I don't care if we get fleeced on a trade, blah, 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 blah. You don't get fleeced if you win the World Series.
Yeah.
Ike just went outside, I think, because his windows are open.
His windows are
open.
And
it's about to pour.
I'm like, where's he? First off, on a bum knee and a bone spur?
Oh, cool.
I haven't seen him move that quick since at least 0-2.
That's why he's got the belt.
Yeah.
But the point, I want to talk about, like, value with the trade. Because he said, I don't care if they get fleeced. You didn't get fleeced if you won the World Series. And you didn't get fleeced if you get a good player.
Sure.
Like if you – I don't know if this metaphor is going to work or not work.
Yeah.
If you need a car to get to work and there's only one car for sale, like, they can charge whatever you want. But if you got a car and you got to work, then you got value, you know?
Sure.
Like, when you are in position – like, I think what is hard for guys like Dombrowski and what is hard for guys like Morey is they don't want to, quote-unquote, lose a trade.
Exactly.
And they don't want to be perceived as the guy that paid too much for the player. But when you are in a position like the Phillies are and the rest of the league knows what you need, and by the way, the thing that you need is the thing that everybody else needs, then you're going to have to pay a higher price. Your idea of what this should cost goes out the window when you need it.
Yeah.
They need it. Like I don't care. Value doesn't – it's very easy to make good – I lived through this with Hinkie. It's very easy to make good value trades when you don't have to win. When the other team is under pressure to win and you're not under pressure to win and you can take back salary and you can get draft picks and blah, 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 it's very easy to win those trades.
Yeah.
But when you're in the position the Phillies are – you win the trade if you get the player that you want.
Yes.
End of story. If you go and you get one of these difference makers, then you won the trade. You got what you wanted. You paid what you needed to, and you'll deal with the rest later. I'm not saying to be irresponsible, but they are not in a position where Dave Dombrowski has to be the guy on the internet the next day that fleeced the other team. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what we need. We need the players.
Well, and the other thing that annoys me is I feel like there's been a lack of, that's the guy, go get the guy. And it's like, we'll take Carlos Estevez because he costs a little bit less rather than going and getting a Tanner Scott last year.
Right.
And I think the last time I felt like they really went, well, there's a couple times. He went into free agency in 22, and he said, I need Kyle Schwarber. And he got Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
He went to free agency in 23. Trey Turner was their guy, and they got him. But there hasn't been that at the trade deadline where it's just like
too much stuff to go get.
And used to be this way. Like, I think with Boston in 18, he got Nathan Eovaldi, and he knew he wanted Steve Pierce. And I know that no one cares and no one knows who Steve Pierce is, but Steve Pierce won World Series MVP, and he did. He ripped left-handed pitching. Yeah, he was great. But I just feel like there's been so much of, well, I don't want
to
pay.
Whatever happened to Steve Pierce?
He was like a 38. He was done.
Oh.
He was.
Well, didn't the guy the Dodgers won the World Series MVP last year, didn't he?
Well, Edmund won NLCS MVP.
Oh, NLCS MVP.
I don't know if he
Tommy
won.
Tommy Edmund.
I don't think he won World Series. Well, I mean.
Freeman won World Series MVP.
Oh, right.
And to go back to the – I bring up the 21 Braves a lot because I think that the Phillies outfield is kind of comparable to them right now, of like maybe needing multiple pieces. 21 Braves got Eddie Rosario, Jack Peterson, Adam Duvall, Jorge Soler at the trade deadline. Jorge Soler is batting 186 on the dead Royals team. He's part of the reason why I want Luis Robert. Like, I would take talent. But Eddie Rosario won NLCS MVP, and Jorge Soler won World Series MVP. Not big needle moving, but like a bunch of different kind of moves. Like, I just, I feel like there's been a little too much of, we're not going to go get the big piece because it costs too much. Let's settle for something less. And I think this is the one time where you got to just bleep that and go get the real guy.
Well, and the other thing is, like, they have spent so much money on this team. This isn't like a team that they didn't expect to win. Like, it's not like a team that's in the middle and it's like, well, we didn't even expect to be here or whatever. You're spending $300 million on the roster. You have the biggest free agent that the team has ever signed in Bryce Harper at a point in his career where you don't know how many high-level Harper years you're going to have left.
We got at least four.
Well, you have the best. You have a Zach Wheeler who is one of the best pitchers in Phillies history, who might only have 2 years left, and he has told you he's only got 2 years left
with a possible lockout after 26.
Go do it.
What?
Dave.
There's going to be a lockout after 26.
Well, did you hear the thing? The Phillies met with Rob Manfred
and it got contentious.
Yeah,
but Nick Castellanos said, "Don't worry, no one was physically assaulted."
Oh, great!
Thanks,
wow.
Nick. Yeah, thanks, Nick. But there was one point, I guess, player said, "Well, you can leave, Rob."
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk 215-592-9494. We'll talk about that more right after we tell you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on. Tax-free Middletown, Delaware,
exactly.
And tax-free Wilmington,
exactly.
Delaware.
You've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse.
Every brand you need, best price, Christmas in July.
You're just hitting it all.
Yeah. Well,
let's go down.
You're a while to get there.
Yeah. I got there.
Yeah.
I got there. We found it.
I saw you reaching.
Yeah.
You know me. I got all up here.
No, I know you do. Yep. I know you do. So, you know, you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse, and I'm sure you've been kind of intrigued. You're like, wow, sounds great. Tax-free Delaware, awesome. Over 100 brands. They have all the premium appliance brands like Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove. You hear us talk about, you know, what an unbelievable experience it is working with the team at National Appliance Warehouse. They're both friendly, treat you like family, but also incredibly knowledgeable. We always talk about, like, why haven't you done it yet? Well, if there's a time to do it, it's now, because it's the Christmas in July savings event at National Appliance Warehouse. So you're saving even more, including, listen, right now, you can purchase a qualifying Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove appliance package.
What rebate are they going to get?
Not $25,000.
Nope, but $2,500.
$2,500. And
that's monstrous.
Or you could choose 3 years of additional warranty.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, listen, you get all of that on top of the great experience. All you got to do is click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington. And when you go, make sure you tell them Fritz sent you.
Tell them Fritz sent you. So what Rob Manfred's doing, Ike, is he is going around to different clubhouses and talking to the team. And it seems like what he is trying to set up, a couple of things. What he's trying to set up is not say it, but basically they want a salary cap. That's the first thing. And basically what he's telling players is the economics of the game aren't working anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's trying to do is get to the players before the union starts talking to them and start setting up what these negotiations are going to be like. And the baseball union is not like the football union. Like, they will hold out.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
you know,
we've seen it.
Yeah, I mean.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
They hold out. They hold out all the time.
Yeah.
I think the. Yeah, so
it's just annoying. Like, it's, I
well,
get,
it's easier for them to hold out because there is more top salary players in their sport.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and they're
guaranteed contracts. Yep.
Guaranteed contracts. Football, you always have to worry about the bottom two thirds of the roster who aren't making big contracts, and those are the guys who usually forces
who can't survive.
Yeah, they can't survive the lockouts, and you normally have to fold.
Yeah, a floor would be really interesting. I wish they could come together and figure out a way to do it, because a floor would force the Pirates, force the Marlins, force them to at least start spending money.
They need a cap.
A cap and a floor.
Yeah.
I think they need both.
I think they need both. And I'm a player, but damn it, I don't play anymore. So it doesn't matter to me, right? And when I'm looking at everything, and you're giving guys $700-something million contracts, and we got baseball teams – they don't even have payrolls of $700 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even have the type of contracts that have been given out.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Oakland, Who else am I thinking of?
The Marlins. There's countless.
The Marlins. Like, these teams.
Rays.
We got two teams actually playing in minor league stadiums during the regular season.
Yeah. Now, one was because the Hurricane game, but, yeah.
Well,
they can't fill out a stadium anyway, so it wouldn't even matter.
Well, and this is the reality, I think, not just for baseball, but for sports teams in general, is a lot of times teams would accept a loss in a year over year, because the values of their franchises just keep going up and up and up. There's something with these sports franchises, and it's why you see so many teams selling in the NBA.
Now, yeah.
Because I believe that they have hit a point where the franchise valuations are peaking, and these teams are going to have to start looking at profit and loss for the year. Like, they're going to have to start making money because they're not like sure that the values of these franchises are going to go up. So this whole just spend money, it doesn't matter because the team is going to be worth 10 times. The Sixers are worth 10 times what they were worth when Josh Harris bought them. 10 times.
Yeah.
In 13 years.
I was going to say, what was that like, 15 years ago? That wasn't.
He bought them for what, $265 million?
$247.
Yeah.
And they're worth a couple billion.
Over $2 billion.
Yeah, so I'm not saying that like these teams are crying poor. But the reality of, like, making a profit every year is
like
going to start coming, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's why the Phillies brought on more investors.
Yes.
You know, and I think maybe that's part of why the Eagles brought on more investors. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I just – overall, it would be a real bummer for a work stoppage given all the positive momentum that baseball has had.
Yeah.
And, like, you could make a case that it's jumped basketball, which didn't seem like it was the case.
Oh, I've
5 years ago?
Yeah.
Four years ago?
I think it kind of has.
Baseball feels pretty hot, right?
Yeah, it does.
Like, the Stars are in big markets. The Stars are in New York. The Stars are in Los Angeles.
Yep.
And, you know, like, Chicago's good. Boston's good.
Yeah, well, Philly's good.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
major markets have good baseball teams.
I mean, think about just, you know, Juan Soto is now a name that it's been a long time since there have been baseball players that casual sports fans know the name.
It's true. Well,
Ohtani, Judge.
Juan Soto.
And Juan Soto.
And I think having them, I'm not like a big market elitist, but having them in those sort of cities helps the sport.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You know, having Mike Trout buried on the Angels.
Does not help.
It doesn't help anything.
Nope.
You know, Ohtani going to the Dodgers, Juan Soto going to the Mets, the Yankees and then the Mets.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper being on the Phillies. These things are meaningful.
They are.
So I hope they can – listen, Manfred's whole thing is supposed to be a labor lawyer. He's a labor lawyer forever. Like, find a way to make it work. But
I think I could be wrong. Numbers could easily prove me wrong. But I think baseball has passed basketball.
Well, yeah, I mean
– I just think it has.
Yeah, I think basketball –
we don't even care about basketball until the second half.
Well, and think about this. I bring him up because he's like – let's say he's the 13th best player in the NBA, Devin Booker.
Yeah.
You walk around and just talk to casual sports fans and ask them who Devin Booker is. They have no idea.
They don't know who Devin Booker is.
They have no idea who it
is. No.
You know what I mean?
You know, like, Steph. You know LeBron.
Yes.
KD.
And you know KD.
And they're all 40.
Yeah.
You know, like these young guys that like most people don't know them. I think baseball has an opportunity. It would be a shame to have a work stoppage. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
You know what I want to whine about? The text line. Spike at about 5:45 every single day.
Yep. Well, the text line comes for me like none other. I'm sorry.
That's true.
It's gotten out of control. It's like, Jack, I get it. You were doing this job, and then I came back, but it's been a year. I feel like we have a good relationship.
I doesn't get brought up very often.
Well, I'm just saying you take shots at me in the text line a lot.
Again, I don't write the text.
Oh, yes. You pick the text.
Certainly pick them.
Yeah.
You pick them. Yes.
What's next?
My nominee for the single best segue in the history of the afternoon show. I have news about a new possible pandemic. The next big disease could be here locally. Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. Mike in Marlton.
Yep. Well, and I was right. It's Super Bowlitis.
Super Bowlitis.
It's spreading.
It's an issue. We'll get Eagles elitists and Super Bowlitis.
Super Bowlitis. James Seltzer and John Ritchie, super spreaders. You know, maybe that's why Joe DiCamera is the way he is. If I had to argue about the Eagles with Seltzer and Ritchie every day, I would.
I mean, you're losing brain cells.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do.
What's next?
You tell him, Spike, hey, Mr. Middleton, act like a big boy owner. Go get you the baseball equivalent of Eric
Paul
Gordon
George.
And just sit back and wait for the parade.
Yeah, there it Daryl is. Moore. Yeah, there it is.
Every day.
Every day it comes
I can't
right
believe
up.
We link you to the Sixers.
Every day.
That was the take of the year by you yesterday.
What?
That was.
I have no idea why I got linked to the Sixers.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, that's basically what you said.
I said it was unfair. So I'm a, you know, I'm a football guy and a baseball guy,
that's
too.
True.
Yeah. And a hockey
certainly
guy.
Are showing yourself to be a baseball guy.
Yeah, well, yeah. I love baseball.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a Flyers hat today.
Yeah, and one guy tried to crush you for it.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you can't be wearing a Flyers hat.
Yeah, you can't
hat.
Be wearing that.
You're a Sixers guy. Wait, and by the way, I said to him, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, Sixers guys don't have a problem with Flyers guys.
Right.
Flyers guys have a problem with Sixers
yes.
guys. That's how it works. What's next?
Spike, a while back.
There it is.
No offense, but I don't listen to other WIP shows. I have my own takes. Spike, every day lately. Guys, you're not going to believe what the morning show said in the second hour during the 37th minute. Mark and Monco.
It's not even fair. It was at the beginning of their show today.
Look, I am not going to say who tipped me off to the beginning of the morning show today, but I will say there is a mole, and somebody tipped me off. I was not listening.
Okay.
Somebody tipped me off. But I won't say who. I won't reveal my source. What's next?
I know the real reason why Elliot prefers indoor events. The bird that pooped on Elliot.
We don't talk enough about the bird poop on Elliot's shoulder.
That was the owner's meeting?
The yeah. owner's meeting. Sitting yes. there doing a call with us, and all of a sudden,
can
bird
I say,
poops on him.
If we had video of that, it would have been the greatest video of all time.
Not even close.
It would have been like Chris Christie falling.
Yeah, but by 10, the yeah. amount of comments of, I wish I was that bird, I wish I was that bird,
oh
I wish
God.
I was that bird.
He told us. He didn't even keep it from us. He's like, a bird just pooped on me.
Yeah. It's almost, I don't think it's as funny, and we don't bring it up enough. Of him fixing Saquon Barkley's
oh, yeah.
shirt in
yes.
front of every media member.
Yep, yep.
Then he had slippery buttons.
Yeah, we should go get the audio of that. I want to listen to it again. What's next?
There is no sentence that encapsulates Elliot Shore Parks' method of arguing better than the players definitely prefer don'ts, if I had to guess. Tim, you knew it.
He did that today. He did it today.
Well, hold on. And I made a mistake, and I didn't know. Elliot didn't correct me, so he must have not have known. I said there are two other ball players here at the station that would say the same thing that I'm saying. Then I see a clip from the station where Hugh Douglas is saying he would rather have a dome.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I've
lucky
always,
he's not here anymore.
I've always known Hugh's not a football guy.
Oh, my God.
Why
and
would
from
you
Ohio.
Want to play
like,
in a dome?
What is wrong with him?
Yeah.
First of all, defense is a luxury. He has totally lost it.
Yeah, well, he's soft now.
He's
old.
Well, first off, he thinks there's going to be a Super Bowl hangover for the Eagles. He wants to play in a dome. He don't even know the guy anymore.
Yeah. What's next?
Chuck and Mount Airy's worst nightmare. With their first pick, the Philadelphia Eagles select Greg Boyd, white safety from the University of Wisconsin. Alex in Lancaster.
Ike, a moment that happened on the show yesterday, I mentioned to Jack earlier.
Yeah.
I think one of the funniest moments ever. Chuck calls up, and he's like, I don't want two white safeties on the Eagles.
Yeah.
He's like, you can't have two white safeties. And he's like, I didn't like Hulk Hogan because he was racist. And I was like, well, wait a minute, Chuck. Chuck.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it. Though,
no, no. Didn't really hit him. All right. Jack, do you have leading off next?
Oh, yeah.
Phil's Yankees.
Taiwan Walker.
Oh, I
come
can't.
Come on, man.
Can't wait to get home and see how far this home run goes.
Dude.
From Judge.
Well, again, Judge doesn't hit big home runs. So
oh, right.
they'll have to be up by a minimum of four.
Right.
I mean, he's seventh in the league in least clutch home runs or something along
Is
those
that lines. What we're doing? He's number one in every offensive category.
Yeah, but not when it counts.
And by the way, not a Judge guy, a Stanton guy,
yeah.
but still. Come on.
Yeah.
So Jack,
Are you going to wear your respect hat this weekend?
No.
How much Yankee stuff are you going to wear around the house?
I'm not. I cheer for the Phillies when it's Phil's Yanks.
That's great. That's big of you.
So Jack,
I didn't do you like that.
Yeah, I know.
Not on a Friday.
Jack is leading off next. By the way, the Phillies game tonight is on Apple TV. And we know you probably don't have Apple TV. Remember, every Phillies game you can hear on 94 WIP and the free Odyssey app. Even if it's on Apple TV, can't figure it out, blah, 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 blah. You can listen on WIP. And, by the way, if you do happen to have Apple TV, you can listen to the WIP broadcast on Apple TV, too.
It's awesome.
So it's, you know, you want to hear IP. We will talk to you Monday. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
It sure is.